You know, flower and garden shows are a great way to get products and ideas and trends that can help transform your garden. And today I'm sat down with Laura Schaub, who is otherwise known as Interleafer on Twitter. And she handles PR for the San Francisco Garden Show. And I thought she'd be a great person to tell us about how garden shows have become so important as a way to bring new ideas to consumers. Laura, can you tell me, why do you think garden shows are so valuable and how are they evolving as we enter into the year 2010?
That's a good question. Garden shows, I think, are very valuable and always have been because gardening can actually be kind of a solitary occupation. You know, a gardener's alone in their garden. And it's really a wonderful opportunity when gardeners can get together in front of new and different ideas, new products, interesting learning opportunities. And it's the camaraderie that comes along with it, that a garden show is a gathering. It's a way that people can get together to celebrate what they do with like-minded people. And I think that in this day and age, that type of tribal bonding is becoming more important than ever.
You know, I think I just love that term you use, gathering, because not only are you bringing together all these exhibitors and people from the public, but you're also bringing together media people. So there's a lot of news that's being reported about the show. And I know that that's a big part of what you do. What are some of the things that people can expect from the San Francisco Garden Show?
I'd say the three main things that you can expect when you come to San Francisco the big trifecta for us is, number one, the show gardens. Obviously, they are the crowning jewel. There are going to be 20 full-size, breathtaking display gardens set in a huge indoor space. And so that's number one. Number two is a very comprehensive seminar series aimed mostly at the home gardener. But because they are talking about new plants, new techniques, they really are good for anybody, even if they're in the professional side of the green industry, in terms of learning. And we have over 70 of those seminars at the show this year, you know, all day long in two different halls, every day of the show for 5 days. And the third thing we have is a very comprehensive marketplace. Now, this isn't as extensive as it's been in the past, because many of the small businesses, unfortunately, that used to populate it are no longer around. It's been kind of sad to see some of our favorites just no longer being able to come to the show. But this is where we have, you know, obviously, the centerpiece of that is a huge plant market where wonderful nurseries like Annie's Annuals and Succulent Gardens and Digging Dog and, you know, all these wonderful mail order places that people know so well actually are there with their plants in person so that you can buy plants. But also there are tools and other green living products, anything that's kind of like for living outdoors, garden related, home related, for the home gardener and the hobbyist, you'll find it in the marketplace. So those three things make up the garden show.
Well, that sounds great. The show gardens, the seminars, and the marketplace. You know, when I was looking over your seminar schedule, Laura, I couldn't believe the diversity. You had everything from seed starting to edible landscapes to even yoga for gardening, which I thought was really funny. That's great. We've all had sore backs after gardening, that's for sure.
But we attract between 30 and 50,000 people to the show over the 5 days, and you have a lot of different agendas that you want to appeal to there. And if there's any one trend that I have seen over the last 10 years or so, it's the broadening of our audience from mostly older lady gardener types, who are fabulous. They're still the core of our audience because they're just such wonderful fans and they know so much, but also to families and children and people who want to learn how to grow their own food, the whole sustainable movement, the idea of lessening one's carbon footprint and coming to a place like this where one can learn how to do that, not only from the seminars and the products, but also from the show gardens themselves, which very many of them, since our theme is gardens for the future, that is kind of the driving theme, is like what our garden is going to look like in the future. Resources are dwindling. We have to be smart about our gardening. You know, 10 years ago, it was about who has the most beautiful, great, you know, gold-plated thing. But now it's what can you do with what you've already got in your backyard and make it special. So that is kind of a dual trend. One, a broadening of our audience, and two, really dealing with the realities of what gardeners and homeowners are dealing with today.
Oh, those are wonderful points, and I'm so glad that you're focusing on those. I noticed, for example, that in your seminar schedule, you mark whether it's suitable for a small space or whether it's focused on green living. Mm-hmm. And I just think that that's such a great way to segment these topics, mm-hmm. because so many people are very concerned about these green issues.
Yes.
Laura, as you know, you and I both met on Twitter, and I noticed that the San Francisco Garden Show is using social media quite a bit. Could you talk a little bit about how you're using Facebook and Twitter to get the word out?
Good question. I've been tweeting about the show under my own name, Interleafer, ever since I got hired back in September, and it's likely that that will stay the medium because everybody knows that. The one thing that leads into nicely is our Facebook fan page, which, as fan pages go, is awesome, very interactive, lots of fun with our fans. We just hit 500 fans this morning. So I invite anybody who is interested in kind of finding out the behind the scenes nitty gritty of the show, come be a fan, because that's where you'll hear the real action.
Well, this has all been really interesting, Laura. Thanks so much for coming on the program. By the way, when is the show going to be?
The show is March 24th to the 28th. 2010 at the San Mateo Event Center, which is just located just 10 minutes south of the San Francisco airport. So very easy to get to, wonderful parking. Everybody should come.
Great. And you can find out more about the show on the Nest and Style podcast page. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thanks for having me, guys. And I look forward to seeing you at the show.